Yeah, thank you to Ronan for sponsoring the Sifsei Chaim for everyone. There are four more, so we need to get a few more people to come this year. We got more. Oh, we got a lot more. We need to get fill up the room. And it should all be the learning and the sponsoring should be for Shlema for Yisrael David ben Yonah Leah. You should have a for Shlema. Okay. Let's start in the beginning. I know last week we started from the beginning, but no one really had their own. We'll just read in the inside, the center. We're not going to read the outside for now. We'll take it slow. So it begins, just to those who were not here last week, it was written by a combination of two main authors and a whole kollel helping them out. The names are of Avraham Moshe Kraus and Rav Chaim Tzvi Mendelovich. And we're hoping that the Thursday night prior to Hanukkah, Rav Mendelovich might be coming here to share some words of Torah with us, pre-Hanukkah. So let's begin now with the inside. Bereishis Brias Shemayim V'aretz. The beginning, page Gimel. In the beginning, as we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created Shemayim V'aretz. He created the sky. He created the land. Amar Shem Yisbarach Yihi Or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something called Or. Now, if you ask any kid, and perhaps any adult, will define the word Or as light. He created light. He put light into this world. But it wasn't really the light that we understand it as, because there is no Shemesh, there is no sun yet. So some other type of or that you could call energy. Energy is probably the best model that we have that represents a spiritual light. It's some type of spiritual energy. That's what he or. V'nivra or gadol v'kadosh, such a great, powerful light and holy light. She'aleh amru chachmeinu zal, that the Chazal tell us, and it's a Gemara in Chagiga actually that tells us, Or Shanivra Bisheshis Yimei Bereishis, I got both hands, excellent. I'm ambidextrous. Or Shanivra Bisheshis Yimei Bereishis, the light that was created from the 6 days of creation, Adam Tzofa Bo Misofa Olam Ad Tzofa. Adam Arishon was able to see the entire world. He was able to stand in Los Angeles and see all the way to China, to New York, to Eretz Israel. He's able to see the entire world, something we can't really fathom. But that's the type of or. A physical ability to see, and also a spiritual visibility. The Heiru Lamed Vav shows, and that light remained in this world for a total of 36 hours, which we'll get to exactly the significance of that at some later point in the 36 hours, connecting to 36 candles we light over the course of Hanukkah. The Kashir Ra, Shein Kedai, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu recognized that it wasn't worthy, Sherishon Yisham Shuba. He recognized that the Rishon were not worthy to use this light. If it was so available and accessible to everyone, and Rishon were getting access to this, it would be very, very dangerous. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu decide to do with this ore? Gonzu l'tzadikim, he hid it, he preserved it for certain tzadikim shebechal dor vador. It was hidden for certain tzadikim in generations. That's l'chor why lamed vav tzadikim. 36 tzaddikim were able to be zochah to those 36 hours of light. So it was hidden for those 36 tzaddikim in each generation. And v'heichan gandu, where exactly was it hidden? How do you find this light? Ba'Torah Kedosha. That light was hidden in the Torah. U'la'asir lavo in the future, b'mher v'yameinu yisgala zeha or aganuz, in the future, soon, that hidden light is going to be revealed. Each one of us here are going to have access to that hidden light. That light to be able to see from this end of the world to the other end. To see things that we can never even imagine. So that's the beginning and the end. It was organos, and it's in the future, everyone's going to have access. But he points out, Hine, Afa Pisha or Gnignas, even though this light had been hidden, Im Kol Ze Adain Zachu Yisrael B'chol Hadaros, every generation, it's a certain type of vision through prophecy. We know there are different levels of prophecy. Moshe Rabbeinu had a different type of vision where everything was pretty much clear to him. He was able to converse. Others saw it through dreams. Different levels. But that was a way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu showing the great tzaddikim some vision. They were able to see it with many, many covers, many different layers. The way you would imagine, let's say you take the light here. So light, we could see the bulb inside, the film inside. If you put a little frost on it, you can't see it as much. You put a thicker frost, it's harder to see. So over the generations, there were more frosts and more layers and more shades covering that light, making it harder to access, harder to see. So the reason why Kadosh Baruch had given this light to certain tzaddikim over the generations was lehodiyam es dvar Hashem, to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather tell us, Hashem's das, what Hashem's thoughts are, ha-maisa sheyas, and what to do, how to lead us. V'zeh nimshach ad haschalas tkufas b'aysheni. This hidden light, this special light, was available for certain Nevi'im up until b'aysheni. B'aysheni came, and all those pipes, all those lines of vision were all shut. B'acharkach, we're leading up to Chanukah very shortly. Afterwards, kasher histaimu tkufas ha-Nevi'im, when those doors were shut, where the prophets were no longer able to access those tunnels of vision, hayah ha'olam mu'utaf, the world was mu'utaf, was surrounded, was enveloped, b'choshech gadol, with this deep black, this darkness, mibli'or ha'nevu'ah. Nevu'ah was shut down, like the lights went out, electricity was shut down, it was completely pitch black.
V'aydei zeh, that's when they asked, take it away because we can't deal with the Avodah Zarah.
No, I'm not sure.
Wasn't there a trade-off that the rule was taken away because...
I don't recall that. It could be, I don't remember. The Gemara Yuma talks about the Avodah Zarah and the Yitzhara. I don't remember the connection, though. There could be. But either way, everything was shut down. Everything was shut down. Everything was black. Vaideza, through that vacuum that was created, there was once this amazing energy, and that just dissipated. So there was this vacuum. And it's always a very dangerous thing when there's a vacuum. Imagine a house goes abandoned. What happens in that house is slowly cobwebs begin to build up, and then there's spiders, and then there's raccoons, and then there's mice, and it begins to fall apart and crumble. So when that energy left this world, there was a void. Va'yidei zeh, through that void, his afshir, the lashon efshar, it made the possibility, the malchus yavan hanikreis choshech. The different types of galios that we are in, and exiles throughout the generations, that of Yavan is called Choshech, darkness. Now Choshech stands for Ches Shin Chaf, the Svarim point out, stands for Chamor, Shor, and Kelev, a donkey, an ox, and a dog. And we'll get more into this probably later on in some of the later chapters, but these refer to different types of behemos, which represent different types of Yetzirah that are out there. That's Choshech, those three animals, Chamor, Shor, and Kelev. So that's Yavan. Yavan connects to darkness. They saw an opportunity, they saw a void, and they jumped on the opportunity to put in their 2 cents to fill in the void. What did they do? L'shtalit al b'nei Yisrael. They saw this as an opportunity to have control over b'nei Yisrael. One took others, Baruch Hu, cut off all life sources. They were able to jump in. V'echshivu einayim. So they threw v'echshivu einayim. They darkened their eyes. Ayidei she'tirgamu. As a Torah l'sfas yivanis, this was the downfall. A simple translation of the Torah into Greek. That was it. Now you can understand a little bit why there was a big to-do when Artsko first started translating the Gemara. Well, Sansino did it beforehand, but it wasn't as popular. When Artsko started to do it, this was a big deal. Because the moment you take translation, you translate something, it loses a lot of the initial depth that we're about to see. So it's a much bigger deal when the Torah was translated into something, into a different language, than when the Gemara is. So what happened when they translated the Lashon Kodesh into Yavanis? B'kavana Zadonis, with a very strong intention, what was the reason to do this? Leharos, to teach She'ein ba'rimazim panimim. There are no hidden ideas in the Torah. It's words. It's Hebrew and English. There's no difference. Greek. V'sov this, there's no secrets at all. Rak ha'pshat ha'pashim. The Torah is nothing more than a storybook. It's just words that are translated. And how do they prove this? By translating into Greek. And Greek letters certainly have no significance. And that's how they downgraded the Torah significantly. They took out all the hidden, all the or references, the hidden ideas behind the psukim, behind the letters. That was what Yavan tried to accomplish. Take a look now in that os hey, the footnote hey, in the inside column, the page that we're on right now. Hatokas haTorah, the copying of the Torah, liyivanis, garma achoshech. In that time where they translated the Torah, that caused this amazing darkness to come into this world. Megillas Tainis is a book of, it's the Gemara refers to Megillas Tainis. It's a book of days when a person should fast. The times of the Gemara listed when certain events happened, and sad events where you're supposed to fast, and certain happy events where you're not supposed to fast. It's a Megillas Tainus. We don't have it anywhere, but it's recorded in some Sfarim. They have the list of these different, the Gemara talks about it many times. So in this Megillas Tainus, this list of days that you're supposed to fast or days that you can fast, Issa, it says as follows. B'yom Shemini Teves, the eighth day of Teves. Chirgimu es Torah Kadosha, l'sfas Yivanis. The Greeks translated the Torah into the Greek language. B'tzivuei Talmeh, Melech Talmeh was the king at the time. V'yar dechoshech li'olam al gimel yamim. And there is this terrible darkness that came down into the world for 3 days. U'meharoi l'sanos ba. And these were 3 days that would fit for fasting because that darkness that came into the world because of translation. V'tamhu, the reason is, mishum she'atorah kadosha, this is all brought down in the tour, by the way. Mishum she'atorah kadosha, nemer b'lashon kodesh. It was said in Hebrew. V'kasher mischalfa l'lashon acher, when you translate it to Greek, English, or any other words, any other language, parcha kedushasa mimenu. It loses all its sanctity. There was an interesting maisa once, Pinchas Scheinberg, when he lived in America, he grew up in New York. He was a big Yankee fan. There's a famous story about being a Yankee fan. And he decided at one point they wanted to only speak Lashon Kodesh on Shabbos. Now, the problem was that his wife did not speak Lashon Kodesh. So it became an issue of Shalom Bayis. So she took him to a Beis Din. And she said, it's not fair. We got married to each other. It was not part of the conditions on the Ksuba. So how could he start speaking to me Lashon Kodesh? I don't know what he's talking about. So I believe what I recall, that Beis Din paskin, that he has to speak English to his wife. The rest of the day he could speak Lashon Kodesh, but he must speak English, a language that she understands. But the reason is, because in a day like Shabbos, a day of Kedusha, one should only speak Lashon Kodesh, if one's able to do that. There's an Indian like that. We don't do that around here, but that's the concept, because there's so much depth to the Lashon Kodesh, and it's all lost. All of it is lost when you translate it to any other language. So he says further now. Now, Tom, the reason for this is because kiyesh shivim panim. There's ayin shivim panim l'Torah. There's 70 faces, 70 ways to understand the Torah. Ukipatish yifotet tsela. Like when a rock, when a hammer, a sledgehammer breaks a rock, it disperses into so many pieces. So too, the Torah can be understood in so many different ways, all of which are true. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. In fact, the Yamsha Shlomo and Shlomo Kluger in the Yamsha Shlomo in the Hagdamah to Sefer writes the concept Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, that if I say this way and you say that way, or Beis Hillel says this and Beis Shammai says that, it's all true. He says because when the Torah was given, there were 70 pipes coming out, 70 different lights coming out of Har Sinai, and each person was able to tap into a different sinur, into a different pipeline, and it was all true. It's all emes. So there's 70 ways to understand every concept in the Torah. Hashem Torah Kadosha, so velas pshatim, it's able to have an understanding on a pshat, a very simple level, a translation. There's remazim, there are hints. There's sodos, there's secrets. Beli shir ve'erech, without any amount, any value, it's endless, the amount of depth that's in the Torah. Hamu remazim b'rashi tevos, that rashi tevos represent. The sofei tevos, we have examples where the end of words, you put the sofei tevos together, you could have certain hints. B'chilufei tevos, by atbash, by switching letters around. U'bimilu'ei, and if you take a letter and you spell out the whole letter, there's so many ways to chudoma. So he gives a very interesting example. Before I get to the example even, this concept of ayin, that there's 70 ways to learn the Torah. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. If I did, you could stop me. But the pasuk says by Adam HaRishon that after the chet of Adam and Chava, it says kasnas or. Did I mention this last week? Kasnas or, spelled with an ayin, a skin. They were given a cloth with an or. And the Medrash says that Rabbi Meir had a sefer Torah, Kasnas or, spelled with an aleph vav resh, meaning light. So, forgetting the halachic problem, how he has a different girsa, but the understanding is that through learning ayin, shivim panim la Torah, by learning Torah, you're able to transform the external light, external skin, into something light. You could transform ore with an ayin into an ore with an aleph through the light. The whole concept is to bring light into a place of darkness. Yavan brought darkness into the world. We're supposed to bring light back into the world. We're learning now with Rav Weinberger, those who are around, we always could add to the 145 mincha minute we have. So afterwards, Rav Weinberger is learning different pieces from different Svarim HaKadoshim. Right now we're going through Tikkun Chatzos. What to do at night time at Chatzos. I think next week there might be some new program. Next week it's starting?
Next Thursday night.
Next Thursday night might be some in speak to Feder about that, about Tikkun Chatzos. But the idea of Tikkun Chatzos is, or Weinberger is talking about this morning, that or this afternoon, the idea is that when you're in the middle of the dark, the night, Chatzos Laila, the darkest part of the light, and you go up there and you start to daven, you hear the kol, you hear the sound, you hear someone davening, that's bringing or in the midst of that darkness. And so the concept is, in these terrible, these deep darknesses that we find ourselves in, the Torah, the Or HaKadosha, is able to bring out the light, bring out the kol from the darkest of places. You're saying this morning also that David was able to wake up because he had a kinur, he had this harp that magically woke him up as an alarm clock. So as you were saying this, I was thinking that the gematria of kinur is the gematria of Or with an ayin, that he was able to, with that harp, be able to switch that Or with an ayin into an Or with the light. By screaming out in the middle of the night, by davening, by learning in the darkness, you're able to transform that kinur, that Or with an ayin, into an Or with an aleph. So if you go back inside now, the footnotes where we are, he gives an example of this. Uludugma. Altevas Bereshis, the word Bereshis, Kasser Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Sefer Shalem. He wrote a whole Sefer, the Rashbi, we have a Sefer that he wrote on the word Bereshis. It's called Huatikune HaZohar. You look at the Zohars in the base Medrash, we have the Zohars. There's Zohars, and then there's Tikune Zohar. The regular Zohar, it's a set of around 18 volumes or so, it's on the Bereshis, and Lecha goes by Noach Lecha goes by all the Parshios. But there's another one, it's called Tikune Zohar, it looks the same, but if you look carefully, it says Tikune Zohar, it's on Bereshis only, and there are three volumes. The three volumes go from I Aleph to Ayin, they're broken up in Ayin to like Chav Beis, and then Chav Gimel to whatever it's broken, a total of 70. The Rashbi wrote this 70 interpretations to the word Bereshis alone. That's three volumes he has on just the word Bereshis. That's called the Tikune Zohar. Shekula, the whole Sefer is Shivan Biurin Al Tevas Bereshis. 70 explanations for the word Bereshis. Miyusadin Al Tserufe Tevas Bereshis, based on the different combinations of the word Bereshis. I forget what it's called in math. You could help me if you remember. But if you want to figure out the different combinations of numbers, so if there's, let's say, six digits, so that means there's going to be a total of 720 combinations. You take the six digits, it's 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2, and that gives you 700, what's it called? Factorial, excellent. Factorial, so it's factorial of 6, that gives you 720. There's 720 different permutations of writing the word Bereshis. So the Sefer Agra de Kala, written by the Bnei Yisachar, B'tchilas, from the beginning of the Sefer, maybe Maimer Chazal, he quotes a statement of Chazal, Shekola Torah Kula, Nichlala b'tevas Bereshis. The entire Torah is included in the word Bereshis. In fact, the Gra took it a step further. The entire Torah is included in the first letter Beis. And one step further, the entire Torah is included in the first dot of the Beis. Everything, it starts up from that dot and it's broken to a Beis, to Bereshis, to Parshas Bereshis, to the Torah, and spreads out from that. So one wise guy asked the Gra one time, so where in the world is Pinyon HaBen hinted at in the word Bereshis? He says, easy. Ben Rishon Achar Shloshim Yom Tifteh. Those are the Rashi Tevos of Bereshis. Ben Rishon Achar Shloshim Yom Tifteh. Only the Gra could do something like that. But you see, everything is hinted at in the word Bereshis. She Yecholin Letzarfo Betashach Terufim. There are 720 different permutations of this word. The Kosev Shaman, the Bnei Saskar writes, there Kuf Tzadi Dalet, 194, he suggests, 194 Pshatim of Bereshis. Eich Rov Mitzvos Hashem, Umoadim, how most of the mitzvahs and most of Moadim, Rizmanim, Kadoshim, special times of the year, Be Yisrael Nirmazim, Be Tzerufe Tevozu. That's what he describes. This all works. This depth of the word Bereshis and every word in the Torah is only true when it's written in the initial form in Lashon HaKodesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval kasher nehepcha l'lashon acher, when you switch it to English, Greek, Spanish, acher navdu klap pshat, and we've lost everything. Ve'ein bakim perish pshat. All we have pashat. All we have is pashat pshat. That's it. There is one other language that does have depth to it. Anyone know?
Greek.
Not Greek?
Aramaic.
Aramaic. That's why Targum Onkelos. That's why if a person is doing Shnayim Mikra, if he's able to, Targum is better than English. If a person doesn't understand Targum, which is most of us, myself included, don't, English actually helps you understand Targum means nothing to us. Al-Pikabal doesn't need to say Targum anyways. But those who understand Aramaic, there are a lot of depth, a lot of hidden secrets, even within Targum Onkelos. So outside Lashon Kodesh, Targum is a step lower, but also has some hidden sodos. But other than that, it's all Pashup Shai.
With Hebrew as a language in relation to Lashon Kodesh, and you have Aramaic. So Hebrew.
The Hebrew Lashon Kodesh is Hebrew. Yeah.
Is yeah. Hebrew?
Yeah. We say modern day Hebrew. That's different. We're talking biblical Hebrew, biblical Lashon Kodesh.
Okay.
Vim Kain Ein Ba Yisar Yesro Mishum Mishar Chachmos. If that's the case, there's no English Greek is no better. Even if it's a translation of the Bible, it's no better than any other Chachma Chas V'Shalom. Shekach Chachmos Ein Bahem Ki Im Pshat Echad. Every translation has just one level, one very superficial understanding, and that's it. That's what the Yevanim did. He gives a mashal now. V'zeh nikur choshech. Why is it called darkness? Why is that dark? So he says, Ki omid samech lebay. So a person stands adjacent to a house. U'meitz letoch. He's looking inside mitoch ha-chalom. He's peering inside a house through the window. The azai, then, in bifnim ha-bayis meyer or gadol. There's a big lamp inside the house. A guy's looking inside. He could see all of us. He sees them all sitting around the table learning here. Azai yachal liros. He could see. The leida, and he will know. Bibihiris, with clarity, kol mashinimsa. He'll know exactly what's going on. If a guy looks in the window right now, he'll know what all of us are doing now, those who are paying attention and those who are not paying attention. V'nasa besocha bayis, mashin kem, im besocha bayis shorech hashchas. But if the lights are all off, so then, azai eino roa rakets achalon mibuchutz, he only sees from the outside, or the guy whose phone is lighting his face up. V'lo yosa, not more than that. V'chein hu v'tara seinu, so too with our Torah, HaKadosha HaMuka Mineyam. Same is true of our Torah, which is so deep. Dikishalom Dimba Bilashona Kodesh, when we learn in Lashon Kodesh, Kemosha Nitna, the way it was given, Azai Himeira Bo'or Rav. We learn the Torah, it comes out of the book. It comes out, it's mamish bright as can be. It's like the lamp is on inside the house. The Rowan Baharbi told us, we see all these secrets coming out. It was said about the Gra, at the end of his life, when he's on his deathbed, all he wanted was a Chumash. Because when he looked at each word, he could see the Gemaras coming out, and the Rajbas, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah, all came, the Mishnah Berurah wasn't there yet, but all the poskim coming out. He looked at the words in the Thumash Shpatim, he looked at one pasuk, he saw all Baba Kama, he saw all Baba Metziah. That's the or, the depth that's in there, and aside from all the Kabbalah that he knew when he looked at all these psukim as well. So when a person sees the Torah with all the depth, Amkus HaTemunim Ba, that's hidden in all the words, the Rashi Tevos, the Sofei Tevos, the letters that start the words, the letters that end the words, Tzerufim, Meluim, Chadome. Mashenken, Kishimachlif, Nosala, Safa, Acheres. When you use a different language, English, Greek, Spanish, as Ein, Rowan, Rak, Pshara, Pasha, Veloyosi, you can only see that superficial level. Vimkein, Harehi, Choshech, that's the darkness that we're speaking of. Umuvan, rather, Meata, Yuva, now it's understood, Hetev, Hatam, now we can understand why at that time in particular the darkness came in. Because Kasher Tirgimu es Torah, when they translate the Torah into Lashon Yevanis, into Greek, they hid all the hidden secrets. Venasa Kisipuri Maisios, it just became like a story now. A book about a guy in a tent, a book about a guy in a donkey. A very simple story is Pshutim. Halachos yaveshes, very dry halachas. Do this, do that, do that. Belishim amkus aprimis, without any depth. Kemisha omed mistakil toch bayis chashuch, like you're looking into a dark house where you can't see a thing. Shein roa shum davar me'anas avanimsa bifnim, you can't see a thing. Okay, this next piece, maybe we could skip that paragraph. I'll just add a couple things on the side, something we mentioned last week. So in essence, the whole idea of Yavan represents something very external, something very chitzonius. And we said last week that Yefes, the son of Noach, was really the grandfather of Yavan. Yavan ultimately came from Yefes. And Yefes was one who thought very superficially. When he and Shem together went to cover up Noach after the incident with Ham, so the Rashi says that while Shem was in his amitz b'mitzvah, he wanted to do the pnimius, he was covering his father because of the mitzvah, Yefes was all concerned about covered brios, which is an instant, which is a idea, but it's very superficial, just covering on the outside. So Yavan's all about how things look, how things sound, how pretty you are, how the body looks. They're into the physical body. That's what the Greeks were about. It makes sense now why the Kohanim, Chashmonoim, the Kohanim were the ones to go against them, because Kohanim were Pnimim. They were people who were very inside. They were the ones to go into the most inner part of the base of Migdash, the Kohen Gadol into the Pnimim, into the Kodesh Kodashim. Dafka, them who understood the essence of Yadus, the essence of the Torah, the deep part, they're the ones who were Zochah to go inside. So that's also Teva, and Lamal Meteva is the same idea. Lamal Meteva also means inside, something deep, even though Lamal means up. Lamal Meteva means something much deeper inside. So Yavan was everything about science and nature, there's no being above. Kohanim were Lamal Meteva. And we all know in numbers that 8 is Lamal Meteva, 7 is Teva, the 7 days of the week, 8 is one above that. That's why Hanukkah is 8 days, because it was all the Lamal Meteva showing that everything is really Pnimius, everything is really Nisim. So the Maral famously says that the Gematria of Kohen is what? 75, which is between 7 and 8, 70 and 80. So 75 is in between. Kohanim were really the connection, they were the conduit from the Teva to the Lamal Meteva. That's why Hanukkah was on Chaf Hei Kislev. There are 24 hours in a day. 24 hours is considered Teva. 25 is one above that. That's why we keep Shabbos for 25 hours, because it's Lemala Mina Teva. All these inyanim of Yavan being about Teva, and Kohanim and Klai Yisrael being Lemala Mina Teva. That's also why we say Afein Ayubos HaNeis when it comes to Hanukkah as well, because the Yael was involved in the Neis. Women are also very Pnimius oriented. They are Tanua. Tanua means they have these hidden secrets. So Dafka had to be through a woman who knew the hidden secrets, the Pnimius of everything. Can we take it one step further? Af Hain Hayubos HaNeis. The word Hain. That's a very strange. It comes off the tongue nicely now because we know it so well. But Af Hain Hayu is a very strange way to say it. It should say Af Nashim Bos HaNeis. What do you mean Af Hain Hayubos HaNeis? So the word hein also indicates something very hidden, a secret. The Svarim tell us that there are 955 rikim, layers of the rikia in the sky. The gematria of the word hashemayim is 955. How do I get that? So after tough is how much? 400. Now after tough, they're really the end letters, or some call the end sofits, like mem sofit and chaf sofit and nun sofit. So they call them menatzpech letters. Letters that have an added one where at the end of the word they change. After tuf comes an endachaf or a kaf sofit, which is actually equal to 500. And then comes a mem sofit or endemem, which is 600. And then it goes to nun, and then sadi, and then pei, it goes up to 900. So hashemayim, the mem at the end, is worth 600. So the total gematria of hashemayim is 955. Okay. Now, there happen to be 955 psukim in all of Sefer Devarim, aligning to these rikim. Moshe Rabbeinu, each pasuk he said, he was climbing the ladder to get closer and closer and closer. The final 55, the final hain is 55, the final 55 rikim is a place where there are no malachim allowed anymore. Once you've come above that threshold, it's no one but you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all you levad, it's pnimi, as inside as you could get. I don't remember the pasuk, get a chumash, maybe not, but in Hazinu, the 901st pasuk, the first entry into the 55, is a pasuk that says something along the lines that it's just me and you here, Kadosh Baruch Hu and no one else. It mamish works out perfectly. So Hain represents this idea of pnimius, inside levad. So that's why it says, perhaps, Af Hain Hayubos HaNeis. They were Hain, the Nashim were Hain, they were deep inside this area of pnimi, the place where the Kohanim, who, by the way, Kohen, the Hain is also part of the word Kohen, it represents something that's very pnimi. They were the ones to fight and attack and defend against the Choshech of Yavan. Should we go Vaita? There's a lot of information. Should we Davmar, or what do you guys want? What? Okay, amen. Okay, well, we'll stop here and we'll continue next week. Okay, fine. Let's stop. Marv?
That's the code word. So let's,
okay.